So coming up next, we have someone who graduated from college today. So let's applaud that as well as her story, Ms. Shelby Mongan.
You jerk, you ruined suspense for my story. It's fine.
I mean, if anyone knows you.
I will get to it.
You posted on Instagram.
Guys, we all follow Shelby on Instagram.
It's hard. I would not be able to get away with any crimes because I'd probably Instagram it. And they'd be like, no, what the... She sold the car. So I'm going to apologize ahead of time. This is the first of 2 months where I am not going to follow the theme at all. And I'm doing that because these are two of the most important months of my life thus far. And I want to talk about them because you guys are my friends. And this is my home. And I want to talk about stuff. So, there are few things that I think are greater sins in the sartorial world than that of the graduation cap. This thing is ugly. It is a straight up cardboard board stuck to a skull cap. This doesn't look good on anyone. It's a horrible hat. I actually, because I, as Eric said, I graduated today, earlier today. I did it. I'm real good at stuff. When we got our cap and gown, a bunch of my friends and I were discussing about graduation caps and where they came from. And I didn't know, and inevitably, I immediately pulled out my phone and Wikipedia'd it. And there was sort of a loose history, but nothing really informative. Really what it was just an ugly hat that everyone wears at graduation, any form of graduation. But it is, so it's a horrible hat, it's ugly, but it's important. When you see this hat, when I pull this up, you automatically, we know you graduated today, you're holding a graduation hat. It's iconic, right? We know what it means, and it's important. It signifies something really significant in our society, especially a society that values education, which is important. And so, despite the fact that my head in general is not built for hats, especially not for this hat, I was really proud to wear it. I wouldn't take it off. I wore it to the restaurant. I wore it in the car, even though I couldn't lean all the way back because I popped the hat off my head. I wore it because I was proud about it. I was really excited. And even though I know I looked kind of doofy, I was proud. And that is something that I've been trying really hard to do in my life, to take those things that feel uncomfortable and feel a little weird or a little off, and to embrace them. Because there's something that they bring to the table. There's something important that they show. And the biggest thing for this was I actually thought about not talking about my graduation today at Your Stories. Because I have spent a good deal of my life wishing that I was older. And it's been hard for me to have friends, to have the people that I spend a lot of time with be significantly, in some cases, but at least somewhat older than me. I'm only 22. I'm a kid. I still know I'm a kid. And it makes it hard for me to be in situations that remind people that I'm a kid because I spend all my time trying to seem older and to seem more mature and to seem like I'm not just some undergrad student. But what I've been trying to think about and come to terms with lately is the fact that I have something important to bring here, even if it's weird and uncomfortable for me that I still have homework. Every day I have homework. When is the last time most of you had homework? It's been a little while. My life is different. I was on a college improv team, which for some people is great and is an exciting experience, but it certainly carries a particular stereotype with it of subpar improv. And there's a lot of things about my life that I hold really near and dear to my heart that are outside of your experience, that are away from your experience, that you've grown up, you've grown past, that you've moved past. And I've spent a lot of time trying and wanting so far to just be past this, so I didn't have to worry about it, didn't have to care about it. Just be an adult, move on, be done with school. But that is a disservice to you guys, and it's a disservice to me. I want to be where I am. I want to be happy to be where I am. I've earned the 22 years that I've gotten thus far, and I'm going to earn the next... She's 70, hopefully. And so, despite my fear of coming up here and talking about graduating from college, which, by the way, was incredibly boring, and I got pretty far into Angry Birds, the Star Wars version, which is pretty good. So download that if you haven't yet. It was all for about 10 seconds of excitement. But I'm still proud. I graduated summa cum laude. I worked really hard. And I'm only just barely not an undergrad anymore. But rather than being embarrassed about that, I'm going to be proud and wear this ugly-ass hat with lots of pride. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelby. I think it's really cool that, I think it's touching that you wanted to spend your first night as a college graduate here. I remember I did a radio show, and I had my shift the night I graduated undergrad. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. We were an indie station, appropriately. But I was like, I'm going to play what the fuck I want tonight. So I started with, like, 5 Alice Cooper songs or some shit. I'm like, I don't care if anyone calls me. I don't care. This is my last shift. I'm going to do what I want. So that was pretty fun. Anyway, congrats again, Shelby.
Thank you.